dancing in arrows. You knew all the moves, thinking a mom in saddle shoes. It was amazing. Laughing family, long monopoly, Sunday night TV, Adam and Hobson. We were as blessed can be, you and mom and dad and me, singing in four-part harmony. I love to tell the story. Softball in the yard, breezeway playing cards with half of the neighborhood. Their crazy bridge club nights, Sunday back road drives, running for our lives down into Rhodey's woods. And we were as blessed can be, you and mom and dad and me, singing in four-part harmony. I love to tell the story. And it seemed like something just this side of heaven, coming from the AM radio. And it felt like it would just go on forever, singing Long Time Man and Pretty Peggy O. Now we're old and gray, memories fade away. These are here to stay, that is our blessing. And we were as blessed can be, you and mom and dad and me, singing in four-part harmony. I love to tell the story. We were as blessed can be, you and mom and dad and me, singing in four-part harmony. I love to tell the story. I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my theme in glory, to tell the old, old story of Jesus and his love.
The 55th edition of the Mariposa Folk Festival takes place from July 3rd to 5th at Tathope Park in Orillia, with 50 Canadian and international renowned roots artists and more than 100 performances over a three-day period. This year's festival has something for every musical taste. To learn more about the festival, we caught up with artistic director Mike Hill at work in Orillia. So it's great to talk to you today, Mike.
Thanks for having me, Jen.
Well, it's just less than a month to this year's Mariposa Folk Festival. I imagine it must be the busy time of year for you.
Oh, it certainly is. I'm run off my feet in some ways. I've just finished putting the schedule all together, which is a logistical nightmare, to be honest. It's fun to do, but it's also very, very difficult. You move one little part and you have to move five or six others, and I've just finished that, so I'm kind of happy with that. That gives me a bit of breathing room now.
Well, we mentioned in the preamble to our conversation today, 50 Canadian and internationally renowned roots artists coming together for this year's festival. It's astounding when you think that translates to over 100 performances. But really what I want to do is to pitch it to you and say, okay, Mike, tell people why they should be coming to Mariposa this year.
Well, I always tell people, you know, first and foremost, it is the music. And it really doesn't matter what kind of music you like. You'll find something at Mariposa that will appeal to you. For example, you know, we have George Leach, who is a great blues player, and so is Rick Fiennes. I have a couple other blues people as well. And then you can have reggae with Taj Weeks and Ottawa. And old-fashioned, old-timey, almost, I wouldn't say it's country, it's not country and western, but it's very country-ish music with people like Gordy McKeeman and his Rhythm Boys. There's bluegrass with the Rail Splitters. I have all kinds of great songwriters. Lots of world music, like Black Umfolozi from Zimbabwe. And you name it, there's something here for everyone. And then it's not just the music either. There's a whole fair kind of atmosphere to, and by fair I mean, you know, like a country fair kind of atmosphere to Mariposa. Doesn't matter where you sit to watch music, you can look out at water. It's nicely treed and shaded, and people sit in the shade or sit in the sun, whichever they prefer. There are all kinds of other things to do. We have artisans, we have a children's area, we have a really good food village, there's a beer tent. There's just a ton of things to do, a ton of things to keep people interested. But above all, it's music.
Well, I do want to zero in on a couple of people during this conversation, one of which is the person we played before we came to air. That is Cheryl Wheeler, and I know you're a big fan of her music. You must be pretty excited to be able to bring her to Mariposa this year.
I am. Cheryl is just, I think she's the most brilliant songwriter around today. I mean, I'm a big fan of people like Gordon Lightfoot and Bob Dylan, of course, but I think Cheryl is right up there. And she's an amazing performer too. Like, she's a very quiet and calm lady when she's off stage, but you get her on stage, she's just hilarious, and very, very much aware of all the social, social things that are important to people. And her songs are just poetic and beautiful. I love her tunes. She is one of my absolute favorites.
She'll be on the main stage on Sunday evening, but we also have another songwriter that actually is on the main stage on Friday night that I'm particularly excited to see, and that is Jimmy Webb, well known as a songwriter, not just for his own music, but obviously writing for other people.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think Jimmy Webb is probably, he has to rank up there as one of the greatest songwriters of the 20th century, and I guess going into the 21st century now, too. I mean, he wrote songs like Galveston and Wichita Lineman and MacArthur Park, like so many songs for so many other people. And he's a pretty good performer in his own right as well. He sits alone at the piano, but he tells great stories, and he has a nice voice. He will surprise people. I think a lot of people might not know the name Jimmy Webb, but once they start hearing the songs, they'll think, oh yeah, I've heard that song before. And they'll enjoy his performance as well.
The headliner on Friday night is Mary Chapin Carpenter. Tell us a little bit about why you wanted to bring her to Mariposa.
Well, again, Mary Chapin Carpenter has sort of been on the scene for about 20 years, and she's made a big name for herself she's had all kinds of hits on the pop charts. She's made it onto the country charts, and she's certainly, she has lots of credibility as a folk artist as well, just with her style. She writes really intelligent songs. They're very tuneful. They go from, you know, one song will be rockabilly, the next one will be very much almost like a torch song. I just love her style, and I'm really happy that we were able to land her this year.
And on Sunday night, you've got Leonard Cohen's son, Adam Cohen, as the headliner. He's someone who is developing really quite a following in his own right. You must be excited to have him come to the festival, too.
Yes, I am. I sort of knew who Adam was. I had heard a few things, but I have to admit, one of my daughters is a real fan. And she said, oh, you've got to get him. He's so good. And she put together, she gave me some of his songs, some of his records, and I was just really, really impressed. I just couldn't believe how good this guy is. He has been around a while. He actually almost quit the music business for a while. He wasn't having the success he hoped for, and then recently he's had a couple of hit records in the States, and he'll be someone that, again, this is just my own personal opinion, he has a nicer voice than his father, but then again, who doesn't? And and he can write really, really great tunes. So, yeah, I'm thrilled about having him too.
Well, before we talk about the other headliner, who I'm very excited to see this time around, I do want to throw some other names out, because there are people that I've seen before on the festival scene, and some of them actually at Mariposa that will be back. Doug Paisley is another incredible sing-songwriter from Toronto.
He is. A young guy. He's just, I think we're going to hear a lot more from Doug. He's just, he has very, very nice, interesting style. I've never actually seen Doug live. I've just only heard him through record, and when his agent approached me, I thought, yeah, I like this guy. I'm going to hire
him. Oh, yeah, he is really great. I saw him in Hillside 2 or 3 years ago. He's fantastic. Now, an artist I saw for the first time at Mariposa is coming back again. I think it's her third time. She's from Prince Edward Island, Irish Mython. She blew us away, so much so that now we're close friends. Tell us a bit about why you wanted to bring her back.
My first experience with Irish was at the East Coast Music Awards maybe 5 or 6 years ago. And it was just in a hotel room, and she was playing for a crowd of about 20 people. And she did a song, and she had everybody crying. It was just so emotional. The next song, she was making everyone laugh and brought them up, and she was just like that, up and down, up and down. But more than that, she has the most incredible voice. She's just got this beautiful, powerful voice. I was going to say almost like Janis Joplin, but it's much, much nicer timbre than Janis Joplin's voice was. But that kind of power, the same kind of power as, say, someone like Serena Ryder. And I'm really I'm really glad to have her back. I've become, I guess I can say I'm maybe a fairly good friend with Irish now as well.
And Wailing Jenny Ruth Moody is on the bill again as well?
Yes. Ruth has struck out on her own, and she's doing quite well. And she's, again, just I keep coming back to this could be the theme of her interview, is talking about all these great songwriters. Like, I just love the stuff that she does. And even stuff from other people. Like, she does a great version of one of Springsteen's songs that I hope she plays at the festival, because people will love that too.
That's right. That's Dancing in the Dark, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Wonderful version of that song. You know, we're really talking about the wonders of a festival, because you have so many different artists. There really is something for everyone at a festival like this.
Right. And the Pan Am Games are coming in the week following our festival. And so I've actually got three different acts that are sort of from the Pan Am, what do you call it, the Pantheon or whatever. One is a guy named Lucho Quequezana, and he's from Peru, and he does that Peruvian El Condor Pasa type of music, so I'm really looking forward to hearing him. A fairly local duo, the husband is from Colombia, called Farucas Duo, and I really like their style of music. And then we got, again, Taj Weeks, I mentioned before. He comes from the Caribbean and brings a really gentle, tuneful kind of reggae to the festival. So, like, I'm really looking forward to all of those kinds of people too. I have a couple of groups from Africa as well. Brian Litvin and Jabalani, and Black Mfolozi. I love that kind of music as well, the world music from Africa.
It sounds like it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful festival weekend. Remember, that is July 3rd to 5th at Tudor Park in Orillia. Now, I wanted to talk about the other headliner. That, of course, is Lucinda Williams. She's the headliner for Saturday night. I've seen her, I don't know, I've lost track of how many times I've seen her in concert. Absolutely fabulous performer. You must be thrilled to be able to bring her to Mariposa.
Yes, I have tried for years. I mean, I've wanted to bring Lucinda because, again, she's much like Mary Chapin Carpenter. She has such credibility in several different fields of music. You know, she's well known to country people. She's well known to pop people. She has written songs for people like Emmylou Harris, and she's worked with the likes of John Prine. And I mean, I just could go on and on with the people she has worked with. And she has a unique voice, and she's just a wonderful songwriter. I think people will be surprised when they hear some of her songs. They'll realize, oh, I didn't realize that was Lucinda Williams who had written that sort of thing, right?
Look, Mike, it's been great to talk to you today. We're going to finish with a Lucinda Williams song from her most recent album that came out in 2014. We're going to listen to the song Walk On from the album Down Where the Spirit Meets the Bone. Remember, if you want to get tickets for Mariposa, head to mariposafolk.com. Any final thoughts to share with our audience, Mike?
Just that you're guaranteed to have a good time if you come to Mariposa.
Absolutely.
Thanks again, Jan.
That's great. Take care, Mike. I'm Jan Hall, and you're listening to Folk Roots Radio.